Ground Hard Radio. Let it ride, fly.
I don't know. You got me feeling like Jupiter. I mean, so high. Yeah. Got me feeling up on you.
Chronicles, and I'd like to welcome everybody back to another episode, another edition of GHR. I'm in the building with the host and the president of Ground Hard Radio, Carter Mafioso, a.k.a. the Hood Loud King, better known as the God, Divine You. What it do, big bro? Ma.
High time.
Mob on them.
What up, world? It's your boy, Cotto Mafioso, a.k.a. DJ Face Mob 803, live in the building, better known as the God Divine Youth. About to turn it up with my team, my squad, Team GHR and the Black Barry King, G Chronicles. Let's get it.
Mob. Let's get it. That's what's up. That's what it is, man. Next up on the squad. Next up on the microphone. Representing that 6-1 Nina. Representing that team beat shop. It's the queen of ground hard radio. You got your girl, Miss Chief, in the building. How you doing tonight,
La darling? Nina. Hey. Hey, girl. What's up? It's your girl, Miss Chief. I'm representing, like my bro said, 6-1 Nina, Southern California. I'm in Dago. Let's get it.
Let's get it. Let's get it. That's what's up. That's what it is. Next up on the squad. Next up on the microphone. Representing that team, no filter. He's still Bay Fresh like a motherfucker, even though he all the way in Texas. My exes don't stay there, though. Give it up for your boy. It's the main man, Dope Ass Music, live in the building. I don't know where I was going with that one. What to do, Dope?
Yeah. Yeah.
It worked, though. It worked.
Wow. Yo quiero Taco Bell.
Okay, then. Wow. That was funny. I like that. That's what's up. That's what it is. All right, next up on the squad, next up on the microphone, we're going to take it to my neck of the woods. Now, it's not Duval County, but it's definitely Miami-Dade, you understand what I'm saying? Representing the R&B gangster ground hard radio, we got the main man, Razor, live in the building. What it do, fam, blam?
Yo, 305 Razor in this thing. I'm still battling a little sickness, but I couldn't stay away for too long. You know what I'm saying? Ground hard radio. Let's get it.
Hey, we glad you're here tonight, bro. That's what's up. That's what it is. Yeah, man. Next up on the squad. Next up on the microphone, representing that 646. Because look, check this out. He all over. ATL, New York, Duval County, serial entrepreneur, man. Y'all give it up for your boy, J.R. Stunner. What it do, big pimp?
Here, Ground Hard Radio, what it do, fam?
That's what's up.
Gotta stay consistent, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right. Real talk. And team, I'm going to tell y'all real quick, right now, man, these phone lines lit. I'm talking about motherfuckers was on the line before the show even started, so we love y'all for that. But next up on the squad, next up on the microphone, representing that motherfucking Crystal City, Missouri, we got your boy, Cobra Immortal, in the building. C.I., what it do, fam, blam? My birthday twin.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy, C.I. Yay! Boom! Yo, Grind Hall Radio. Hey, it's Grind Hall Radio. Shout out to the whole GHR team. It's Thursday. You already know. Let's go.
Let's go. Mm-hmm. Let's go. Let's get it.
Yeah.
Next up on the squad. Next up on the microphone. Representing that 228. Representing that Mississippi movement. It's our motherfucking resident DJ. The legendary DJ Sergeant Rock. What it do, Big Pimp? And that's true.
Okay. Yo.
Yeah.
Hey. Hey. Hey.
God damn. Quit playing with your motherfucking self and get off the boo-boo, man. You in tune to another goddamn it, live episode of Grind Hard Radio, because we are reality radio. So what we need all of y'all to do is just kick back and relax and please. I say this shit every time we turn around, but I just don't want you to forget.
What's
we
that?
Run the Matrix around this waggly
ass.
Yo, Jess, let's run a power move on their ass and do that shit. GHR style, the right way. You know what I'm talking about? Trill.
That's what it is, man. Groundhog Radio. Turn up Thursdays, man. We got a good show for y'all tonight, you know what I'm saying? We got a live interview with your girl, tax strategist and financial consultant. We got your girl, Shadi Curry.
Okay.
She's back in the motherfucking building.
Man.
Team, tonight's topic. We are officially in the middle of the season of season 48 of Groundhog Radio, man. So I felt like tonight's topic is to the folks out there, to the fans, to the supporters, to the viewers, you know what I'm saying? What are your thoughts on season 48 of Groundhog Radio thus far? So you know what to do, man.
Right.
If you're on the phone lines, hit us up, 323-693-3043. Press 1 if you want to go live. And y'all know the COVID is heavy in these streets. You can still quarantine and chill with us and on Groundhog Radio chat rooms. Team, I'm going to hit y'all with two back-to-back tracks. And in honor of my brother, Razor, you know, he missed a couple of episodes, been under the weather and shit like that. So he got a world premiere that he want to introduce to y'all tonight. So we're going to start it off.
Okay.
With the R&B gangster.
Okay.
Razor, what you got for us?
We ready. We ready for this shit. We ready.
Yo,
let's go.
Yeah, I've definitely been battling with this cold, fam, but I'm excited to premiere this. This, like, might be the first record I've dropped in almost a year, Jit. And this is called Music and Mercado. I'm back on my bullshit, you know what I'm saying? Real R&B shit. Let's get it.
Okay. Let's get it.
That's right.
Razor.
That's right.
With Music and Mercado live on Groundhog Radio. Keep it locked.
Let's go, Razor. Straight up. All we need is music and Moscato,
yeah.
You and I alone in my condo,
yeah.
Take it slow, but we'll be coming pronto, yeah.
Right.
Eat the same way I do a mango, yeah. I just wanna get you to the crib.
To the crib.
Get undressed and put it in your
rib.
You so wet, I might just need a bill.
Ooh.
We both low-key tipsy, you know what it is. Music and Moscato. Shall we proceed? Wine sitting on ice, what more do we need? Strawberries and grapes, chocolate and trees. Lights turned down low where you can just barely see. Yeah, we can take it slow and go from zero to hero. I can do it all, but tonight ain't about me though. Life got you in shackles, but I can set you free though. The only two things we need is them and them. All we need is music and Moscato,
yeah.
You and I alone in my condo,
yeah.
Take it slow, but we'll be coming pronto, yeah. Eat the same way I do a mango, yeah. I just wanna get you to the crib. Get undressed and put it in your
rib.
You so wet, I might just need a bill. We both low-key tipsy, you know what it is. Music and Moscato. All we need is music and Moscato. Take it with you, take a picture like a model. Got a leaking, tweaking, listening to my solo. Got a screaming neighbor, say she a soprano. Or maybe alto, all in falsetto. Swimming in them thighs, trying to win a gold medal. Ate the pudding popping, now she shaking like Jello. Fiddle with her like a cello and forgot to say hello. All we need is music and Moscato,
yeah.
You and I alone in my condo,
yeah.
Take it slow, but we'll be coming pronto, yeah. Eat the same way I do a mango, yeah. I just wanna get you to the crib. Get undressed and put it in your
rib.
You so wet, I might just need a bill. We both low-key tipsy, you know what it is. Music and Moscato.
I'm that chick fire. Air it out radio.
Air it
fire.
Out.
You can catch me Mondays 10 to 1. Air it out radio.net. Hey yo, grind hall radio. Throw another
banger on.
Yeah. You know what it be, man? It's your boy C.I. Yeah. Man, I'm locked and loaded. Man, I ain't even worried about y'all, man. You know who I am? And it's critical for y'all. Man, y'all looking pitiful. Tell telling me, dog, what we gon' do?
I am the one who knocks.
I'm a hitter with a tip, like an NBA ref. Fry you up like a chef. Rappers watch your step. Henry Cable with the steel, aiming at my target. Rappers in my sight, they know that I'm the hardest. Family members are fake, they're praying for my demise. When I started rapping, see the hate in their eyes. The suckers knew I was a dude, I'm ripped like a rule. Better watch yourself before I take you to school. Ain't nobody out there stopping me, ain't nobody out there harder than me. People out there wanna stop me, no, no, you better pop me. Hit them up with the K, I'ma take them up. Hit them like a jump shot, cause you know that I'ma get hot. Hit them up like Pac, rest in peace to my niggas. Hit them up with the AK, man, I blast them niggas. I ain't talking about that, I ain't hold nothing back. I'm the king of this rap, you know it be like that.
Man, I kept telling y'all, you know that it's critical for you rappers, man. I ain't afraid of none of y'all, you heard me?
I am the one who knocks.
That's what we gonna do.
I'ma hit up with the track. Bass gonna be bumping. Watch out for CI. Man, you know that I'm coming. Different strokes like I'm drumming. Beat them up like a drummer. Playing up like a flute. Better watch what you do. Make them slip like oil. Man, I'm hot like fire. I'm the king of this rap shit. Yeah, you know I'm a sire. Get the bag like money. I don't give a damn. Wrap them up like a money. Hit them up with the sand. Put them down on the block. No one never gonna stop. To my man, I'ma hustle till I get to the top. I ain't worried about your niggas. I ain't worried about your marks. I'ma eat them up just like a shark. Man, you know that I'm not weak. Crystal City where I'm bound. Rolling with D-Verse. Yeah, you know we got the sound. Strike them out like a mound. Cause you know I'm a pitcher. Better watch yourself. You know I'm going to get you.
Yeah, you know what it is, man. It's your boy, C.I. Critical for y'all. Mega.
All right, man. It's Ground Hard Radio, man. Make sure y'all check us out. You know what I'm saying? We streaming. That took a while. You just bust out. You enjoyed that, bro? You enjoyed
man,
that?
Man, go ahead, Jim. I was just tripping off this shit. God damn.
Well, all right, now. All right, it's Ground Hard Radio. You can check us out. We're streaming on all Google Podcast platforms, as well as iHeartRadio, the TuneIn app, Amazon Music. And as usual, you can take the show on the go with you by downloading us for absolutely free on iTunes. Team, I wanted to take a minute. Rock, you're so damn dumb, bro. You just bust out. Threw me off a little bit. I want to run down that whole playlist that we just did. So at the very top of the show, that track that we played, that was Mischief featuring Young Na or Na Black with Jupiter. Then we debuted Razor's new track that was Music and Moscato. And the final track that y'all heard, that was your boy Cobra Immortal with Critical. Because he said it's critical out here for you, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is, Cobra. How you feeling?
Yeah, y'all already know.
Yeah.
It's critical.
Boom.
Hey.
Damn.
Boom.
Yeah, hey. Look, hey, I like you, bro. I'm just finna tell you. I'm telling everybody in radio land, watch out for this nigga, cause this God,
he doing it
for real.
Razor, you said you ain't did no recording in a year, nigga, and you come up with that shit. I want that shit for Audio Orgasm Part 2. I'm just letting you know. I'm calling it out. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you can cuss me out later, but I want that for the Audio Orgasm Part 2. God damn, man.
Hey, it's funny you say that. And then salute to Ray's, because I love that track, Broska. And even Diva Ebony B, she wrote in. She say, I need this track ASAP. Like right now. You understand what I'm saying? So they love that music in Moscato. So salute to you, Ray's.
Man, can I appreciate that.
You went up on that shit.
skin. You out. Cause see, I ain't gonna show Razor no love. I'm gonna tell him. Number one, I hate Razor for making incredible music. Number two, I'm retiring now. I'm going into retirement. I'm not making no more beats. I'm selling my studio equipment for $50,000.
Yeah, here you go.
Right now,
man,
Razor is making me retire. I'm done. I can't
stop this.
That shit was fire though.
He said he's sick of it.
Stop that shit, yo.
Yo, we need to shut that shit out, man.
Hey, they showing love.
Shut that shit
yeah,
out, man.
Because
as soon as I get my voice back, bro. Dope already know. I got 3 records for him, so I don't know what the hell that boy talking about, man. Go sit down for a while.
Okay.
All right, let's get it.
Okay.
Let's get it. God damn it.
That's what I'm talking about.
We're going to keep this thing moving in a little bit because in about 10 minutes, we're going to have our guest of the night, Sade Curry, in the building. You know what I'm saying? We definitely want to chop it up with her. But again,
hey.
Since we are in the middle of season 48 of Ground Hard Radio, team, I wanted to throw like a little basic topic out there. What's y'all thoughts, and especially to the callers, because, man, I mean, this probably one of the nights we had one of the most callers right up there with Diva Ebony B episode, you understand what I'm saying, and the SMJ episode, you know, so we appreciate the love. So callers, if y'all want to chime in on the topic, y'all can too, but team, we're going to go ahead and jump into it. What's your thoughts on the season thus far? We're going to switch it up a little bit, and we're actually going to start off with Carter Mafioso tonight. What's your thoughts, broski? Not on.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I know you're gonna call on me.
I got you.
Call for me.
He wasn't ready.
He wasn't ready.
Always. Yo, check this out. One thing Carter always gonna be is ready. So,
okay,
yeah,
now she's
ready. Yeah, okay, but I'm definitely doing other shit too because I didn't think he was gonna call on me. But I would say I'm enjoying this new season, and I'm loving the new cast members. I'm loving the new energy, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm glad to keep it going, you know what I'm saying? Because we're going on year 12, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just glad to be part of the movement, you know what I'm saying? Because we still alive.
That's what it is. All right, keeping this thing moving. I'm loving it. We staying time consistent tonight. I love that. We're going to keep this thing moving, and we're going to throw it to the queen, Miss Chief. What's your thoughts on the season this far? How you feeling about it?
Man. Oh, I'm having it. I'm loving tonight. You know, Grindhard Radio is a big part of, you know, my daily, my the grind. We are reality radio, and we show that in our daily activities and just being on the show. Like, I enjoy every show, and it gets better and it gets better. And the new cast members that are on that add to it. The energy is high voltage, and I love it. I absolutely love it. I'm enjoying it.
Big facts, no doubt. Okay. Salute, Queen. That's what's up. That's what it is. All right, we're going to throw it to the R&B gangster Razor. What's your thoughts, broski? I ain't going to hold you too long.
And, I love the new energy, you know what I'm saying? After the hiatus, you know what I'm saying, to come back and the new cast members, even the previous cast members, the energy has been awesome. The vibes has been great. The topic's been popping off, like, you know what I'm saying? I think it's a beautiful thing, and I feel honored to be a part of a show and a podcast that has so much history and been going for so long. I wish I could have been, you know what I'm saying, a part of it from the beginning.
Yeah, that's real talk. That's real shit, man. Salute to you on that, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for real. I love y'all for that. And I guess I'm going to throw myself in there real quick. I'm going to kind of piggyback off of Razor a little bit. That was the only thing that I was thinking, that because we took such a long time off, you know, since we came back, like damn near a year, I was kind of surprised to see how much love that we got. You know what I'm saying? Like the numbers still strong. You know what I'm saying? And I felt like it was a much needed break, and it brought us back together, you know, stronger than ever. You know what I'm saying? So I'm definitely enjoying the season so far. And like everybody been saying, man, new energy, positivity. And y'all know, man, I love the fellowship, you know, brotherhood and sisterhood. So y'all keep doing it, man.
For sure.
Definitely.
For sure.
Yeah. All right, keeping this thing moving, man, we're going to throw it to your boy, J.R. Stunner. What's your thoughts on the topic, broski? What's your thoughts about the season?
Hey, man. All I'm going to say is step back because we electrifying, man. Don't get electrocuted by the energy that we give out there. You know what I mean? you know, plus we got to be the only motherfuckers that got more cast members than Love & Hip Hop, you know? So,
I know, because you know, I know what
I'm doing. That, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's real, man.
That is, because it's a lot of, damn, more than it was last time, shit. All right, keep this, thank you for that, JR. Oh, we're going to keep this game moving. We're going to throw it to your boy, C.I., Cobra Immortal. What's your thoughts on the topic, broski?
Yo, man, like I said, man, I'm just blessed and honored to be a part of the Grind Hard Radio team, the movement, I mean, to network. With all of y'all to have new family for life, you know, to network with, you know, brothers and sisters, the talent that is on this show, the music, the intellect, the energy, it is just off the chain, man. And I'm blessed and honored to be a part of the movement, man. And like I said, man, I look at y'all as family for life, and it's a part of, just like what the Queen said, you know, it's a part of my life, you know, it's a part of my weekly ritual, and, you know, and I felt like without Grind Hard Radio, I feel like I don't have nothing, you know what I'm saying? So to be a part of something that's bigger than yourself is truly a blessing, man, and everybody that's on here, keep doing y'all thing because you inspire me.
Salute, brother.
Yeah, man.
That's real.
Yep. And Colbert and JR, y'all doing y'all thing. That's from me. Y'all doing y'all thing this season. You know what I'm saying? So keep going, fellas. That's love, Cole. We're going to keep this thing moving. We're going to throw it to Mr. Team No Filter, Dope Ass Music. What's your thoughts on the season thus far, bro?
I'm not liking the new season. Number one, Jit's always calling on me last. Jit's always calling on me last because I'm light-skinned.
hey, I'm light-skinned too now. I'm light-skinned
too.
Hey, nobody talking to you right now. You just a shade darker than me. That's why he didn't call you last. Raven's over here making hot-ass music, sounding like Don Cornelius when he's sick. Got all the girls throwing their panties at him. I don't like that. you know what I mean? We got Mr. Yay. He all in the building. New tagline, all fresh. I'm not liking this new season, man. We got, you know,
you ain't liking
it. Kinda Mafioso. We got, you know, Sergeant Rock. You saying the only one I kind of like is Miss G. You know, she's sick.
You kind of like.
Yeah, I don't really like the rest. I definitely don't like this nigga Jit, man.
I knew you were going to start your shit at some point of the season. We were doing so good, though. We've been doing so good. I knew that shit was coming. But go ahead. I got the next episode.
I just want y'all to know.
We couldn't resist it.
I couldn't resist it. This new energy has been great. I appreciate the new blood. It's starting to feel like the reason why I used to call it the Grind Hard originally. So shout out to that. I just like to be a part of it. And I just like to see everybody else shine. You know, y'all got a hiatus. I ain't getting no hiatus. Just still made me work, you know, on Mondays, but it's cool. Y'all
tune in
to
No Filter Radio on Monday.
Build your lives, stack money. Nah, I'm on your own slave trade. And I'm a house nigga. Got me outside in the field. Man, that's it. I'm done.
You done? He finished or he done? All right. That's what's up.
Yeah, you in the house.
You in the house now, though. God damn it.
Yeah.
All right. Last but never least round this motherfucker, DJ Sergeant Rock. What's your thoughts, broski? Because I know you definitely got an opinion on it.
Well, you know, I'm just, look, when Jit said we was coming back, I got excited right then. But when he said he's going to pick, you know what I'm saying, some new cast members, you know what I'm saying, I was even more hyped, you know what I'm saying, because to be honest, I was like, well, shit, them newbies better come on with it because, you know, we a live bunch around here. You know what I'm saying? We don't pull no punches. We don't go for no bullshit. So we a live bunch around here. So in order for you to get in, you got to get in. You know what I'm saying? And I'm proud and I'm happy for everybody that's a part of Grind Hard Radio. I ain't talking about the, you know, the old cast members, the season cast members. I'm talking about the new cast members. You know what I'm saying? Look, you're down with the winning team, so let's win. You know what I'm saying? I'm just being honest. Look, you're down with the winning team. Jit Chronicles put all this goddamn shit together. You know what I'm saying? So it's a must I show him respect. You know what I'm saying? Because he didn't have to do this. He didn't have to bring our black ass back for this shit. You know what I'm saying? But we amped, we hyped, and we pushing the newbies. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we going to do. You know what I'm saying? And if I can help you any kind of way, you know what I'm saying? My phone number is always open. Facebook is always open. You know what I'm saying? Shit, come on with me. You know what I'm saying? Because this shit here, it's flowing smooth. Woo-hoo. It's flowing smooth. It's flowing.
We doing the damn thing.
It's flowing smooth, bro. So, you know, y'all stick with it. Please stick with it. You know what I'm saying? For real. And that's trill. You know what I'm talking about?
Trill. Ma. All right, now. The DJ trill, has spoken. Ma.
Right on time,
man. Team, let's do it, man. We're going to go ahead and get into this. Now, one thing I did want to say about our guest, Sade actually was a co-host on the show a few years ago. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, I want y'all to give it up for tax strategist and financial consultant and a good friend of ours here at Grind Hard Radio. It's your girl, Ms. Sade Curry.
Hey, Queen.
Hey,
Queen.
We love you, baby. Come on with it. God damn it.
Y'all feel some loud wise right?
Yeah.
We still some live wise, baby.
Still some live wise. I'm a live wise.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
What you think,
I'm so glad to be back on here. Hear everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody's doing well. Man, it's a blessing. For real, for real. So.
Definitely. Queen, welcome back. You know, I feel like, just like I told Diva, got a little audio problem. Somebody got a little audio problem. We're going to check on that. All right, we good now. All right, here we go. All right, so Queen, you know, it's been a minute since you've been to the show, you know, but like I was saying in the other interview that we did with Diva Ebony B recently, this just like talking to the on the phone with you, baby, you know what I'm saying? So first and foremost, I just want to say on behalf of the team of Grind Hard Radio, we appreciate you taking time out your schedule tonight to come kick it with us. That's first and foremost. Salute to you for that.
Oh, for sure. Y'all family, man. Y'all family. Whatever I got going on, look, I'm going to get back to it. You know, I'm honored to be here. You know, I'm honored to be here.
Yes.
So, yeah, for sure.
No doubt. How you been, Queen? How you feeling tonight? That's what I want to know. How you been doing? It's been a minute.
Man, all is well. Hey, I can't complain. If I did, nobody would care. So, you know what I'm saying? All is good, man. I'm alive. I'm well. I'm happy. I'm healthy. Horny. I'm just joking. But anyway, I'm here, you know. I'm glad to be back. I'm here. Listen, I know you said tax strategist and financial consultant. Correct. You said that. But I ain't the one that be folding their arms. You know, the one that fold their arms in the pictures and stuff? That's not me.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely not me. No. So,
you know, I already know.
You know, I like to turn up.
Yeah, definitely. We love We love Charlie. That's what I love about you, darling, your personality. You know what I'm saying? So we ain't nothing but love. But, Queen, we're going to jump right on to this thing, which is, you know, we know who you is around here. But for some of the folks out there that's listening, tell the folks a little bit about yourself, your grind. Who is Sade Curry?
All right, let's go. I'm Sade Curry. I'm a tax strategist. I'm a financial consultant. I love entrepreneurs. I love business owners. I love our people specifically because I have what our people need, and that's information. It's information. You know what I'm saying? So let he who have ears listen and hear what I have to say. First and foremost, I'm a mother first. I have four children, and I got one getting ready to graduate. I got my first one getting ready to graduate and go off to college. I'm happy. I'm ecstatic. I did it. You know what I'm saying? I did it as a single mother. None of my children are, you know, none of them are statistics. Nobody has felonies. Nobody has children. Nobody gives me problems. They just got a problem cleaning. Other than that, man, listen, I am who I am, and I love entrepreneurs. I love our people. You know, I love having information at my fingertips. I love to research. I love to pass the information on. I like to make people's load lighter if I can.
No doubt. So, Queen, with you saying that, let me ask you this. How did you get into this realm? Was it something that you always wanted to do? Was it something that you was looking up one day and was like, hey, I'm going to decide to go this route? You know what I'm saying? Like, how did you get into this world? Because I feel like this, and I'm talking about myself. A lot of folks don't learn about financial stability, good credit, until much later in life. You know what I'm saying? So I want you to take us all the way back into the beginning. Like, how did you get started with this all?
So instead of me choosing it, honestly, it chose me because I always had a hunger for learning about things. Let me rewind back why it chose me. Because at one point I was married. I had the house. I had several cars. I had the career. I had all of that. You see what I'm saying? But things did not go according to how I expected them to go. I had to start all the way over. I got out of that marriage, took my children, left my house, left my job, left my cars. We didn't have anywhere to stay, and that hunger just grew from that. You see what I'm saying? I side hustled repairing credit because I went from a good 700 in the 700s when I was like early 20s all the way back down to 400 and something, and I had to build myself back up twice. So my journey actually started with credit repair, and then as time progressed, I just added things, with taxes being one of them. And it just took me off into, it shot me off into entrepreneurship. That's what I'm known for. That's what walked me away from my job. That's what allows me to do what I do and what I love to do.
No doubt. That's what's up. That's what it is. All right, so sis, let me ask you this. What, since we're talking about, you know, finances and stuff, what do you think is the common mistake people make the most financially?
One of the common mistakes that people make financially, they don't think. You have an income, you know what I'm saying? Your income, I call it income and outcome. So you have people that want to live on a steak diet when they only should be eating bologna. First of all, we have to be able to afford the things that we purchase. Is these things that we're purchasing, are they beneficial? Will it make me more money? Am I engaging in money-making activities? If I'm twiddling my thumbs more than I'm making money, then Houston, we have a problem. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So delegating our time and not making good financial choices with our money. Those are the biggest two things.
And so, sis, let me ask you this, because what I'm doing, I'm not even reading off a script right now. I'm just kind of going off what you're saying. Why do you think people do that? Because, and the reason why I say this, I found myself up until 2017, I'm going to keep it all the way 100 with y'all. I was living above my means like a motherfucker. Knew I ain't had the money, you understand what I'm saying? Still spending. Why do you think folks do that?
Because lack of discipline. You know, all of us are guilty of this, first and foremost. Let's understand, like, all of us are guilty of not having discipline. For instance, a good scenario, if I can buy this $3,000 watch right here, right now. I got the $3,000 in my pocket, but after I buy this $3,000 watch, what else that I'm responsible for monthly? What else is suffering? What did I put on the back burner? What's not going to get paid? You see what I'm saying? What's, how much does it cost me to work hourly, or how much time do I have to exchange in order to purchase that? So mm-hmm. we live above our means. It's just because it's just the lack of discipline. You see what I'm saying? We have to come up with a plan. We have to strategize. You see what I mean? Like, yeah, you could buy it today, or you could put X amount of dollars away. For every dollar you make, you put 25 cents away towards that purchase. You still twerking with 75 cents that you are able to live off of and accommodate, you know, your living expenses. So the lack of discipline is just a simple put way of saying that. That's it.
I agree with that. And my last question to you, because you just said something for a question that I actually did right now, I want to know, what advice would you give to a person on savings? Again, I feel like I'm talking about myself, because I'm going to need you to be my consultant, goddammit. It'd be hard to save sometimes. You try to save. I always tell folks like this, you save up, some shit happens, you got to dip into the savings, or hey, I'm going to take 20 out right now, and the shit gone. You understand what I'm saying? So what advice would you give to a person that's trying to learn how to save money, which I think is hard?
Okay.
It's kind of hard.
It is hard. Listen, right now, this is going to be the uncommon answer. Right now, the way that the economy is, we are not geared and in a position to save right now, because you got to think about it. You have more months than money, right? So what used to cost $15 actually costs $30 now. That's inflation, right? So with that being said, and thinking about saving is great, but you need to be saving and putting the money into an account or a money market that's actually yielding you more percentages on interest, because the common bank that we bank at today, Chase, Bank of America, the banks that are not banker friendly, they have a 0.01% interest rate that money accrues. So let's say, for instance, if I have $30,000 in my bank account, I would only accrue $200 interest over a month or over a few months. Now, don't quote me on these numbers. I'm just giving you a ballpark figure. Mm-hmm. Now, you can leave your money in a savings account like that, or you can get with a financial advisor, which I have somebody on my team, a financial advisor that can teach you investment strategies that cost as less as a cup of coffee a day, that you're yielding 7%, 8% interest. You see what I'm saying? Because a lot of people just live off interest. And it's not the money that you make. It's how you're making your money work for you. That's one method. Getting it into a high-yielding savings account or a money market. Number two, you need to work on more income-making strategies, because like I said, we're not in a situation where saving is really our best friend. No, we need to increase our cash flow right now. We need to find more opportunities where we can make money, create something that's going to generate more income. You see what I mean? Because nobody's really saving right now. Let's be honest. Nobody's really saving. People are maxing out credit cards. Ever since COVID has happened, more people are in debt or filing bankrupt, have more debt-to-income ratios that's at an all-time high in America, all because of credit card debt. Do you think these people really wanted to have credit card debt? Do you think they really want to max these credit cards out and walk away? But since COVID, people haven't been able to get caught up and stay above float. So now people credit is suffering, their savings is suffering, and we're doing the same thing that we've been doing, expecting a change to happen, and it's not going to happen. You got to increase your cash flow by doing things that's going to create more money for you, and you're going to have to move your money out of these traditional savings accounts into a money market or strategies that's going to allow you to have a higher percentage on your money coming back to you, period.
No doubt. Well said. Well said, Queen. Now, I do got a couple more questions for you towards the end of the interview, but right now I actually want to turn it over to the panel. Queen, I thank you for answering my questions, and I actually want to throw it to the Queen, Miss Chief. You got any questions for your girl, Shade Curry?
Yes, ma'am. Hey, Queen.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey. So my first question, well, it's kind of like a two-part question. What financial trends have you been noticing as far as, you know, like you say, money marketing? I guess I would say in general, as far as financial, that could be beneficial to the average layman person that does not have that, you know, expertise, and what would be the cons? You know, because there's like a lot of financial trends. Remember when Bitcoin and all that stuff. But what financial trending have you noticed and seen moving, getting a buzz?
Okay. Okay. So like when it comes to the Bitcoin and trading, I have never, ever been interested in learning it. I know a little bit about it, but I'll say this, the terminology completely turned me off, and that was something that I wasn't interested in. But I had a partner. They ran up 100,000 bands in one day, and he lost it all. All because he didn't, like when it was time to stop trading, he didn't log out or whatever he was supposed to do. He ran it up and lost it all, and that turned me off. You know, maybe if I tried on my own, that'd be something great. But as of now, that's not anything that I'm interested in. But the trends so far as the market, I mean, really right now, thinking outside the box, this is what my opinion is. Right now, thinking outside of the box is great, but we could keep it at the basics, man. Picking up side hustles, picking up things that you like to do, turning it into cash flow, turning it into a stream of income for you. Simple stuff.
Right.
You know, right now we are in a battle. Like, people don't really understand what's about to happen and what's happening already. This inflation is not going anywhere. People are waiting for things to happen and go back to normal. What is normal? What has been normal since COVID? And I'll wait. Nothing has been normal. Nothing is going to change anytime soon. So just stick it to the basics of watching spending habits. That need to be a new trend. And like, you know, like I said, getting into digital courses, AI, you know, I don't know. I know y'all know what AI is, artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
A lot of people are talking against it. But let me tell you something. This is not going anywhere. And if you don't understand and learn and leverage it, you're going to get left behind. I'm in a course right now. I'm taking a course from a woman. Her name is Ashley Grayson. I know a lot of people may and may not know who she is. She is a multimillionaire. And she's actually giving, you know, training courses on artificial intelligence, ChatGPT.
Yep.
How can I train ChatGPT to be my best friend? I could change I've trained ChatGPT to be my friend. I can type it in. It knows my voice. It can talk like I talk because I can talk hood and Harvard. You know what I'm saying? So it's like getting ahead of the pen. The trend right now is artificial intelligence. Learn how to create digital products. Learn how to use ChatGPT. Learn how to make these things make you money. Learn how to get in the marketplace and leverage this stuff, because companies are now offering jobs at $100,000 plus for people who just have certifications with this. I ain't saying leave your job. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is leverage it, because people are getting a few months of certifications going into the workforce, making hundreds of thousands of dollars with this AI.
Absolutely.
That's the new trend.
Yeah.
That's the way of the future.
And I'm so glad that you brought that up, because you hear a lot of people talking, you know, it's just like the computer or it's just like rap or something. They'll say, because they don't understand it, then they, you know, automatically listen to the bad parts of AI. But there's a big spectrum. Like, we've been watching AI for the longest, and y'all have not realized it. Like, all that Pixar, all that stuff and everything y'all watching, that's AI. So,
AI.
It's been here. So you might as well get used to it. I just went to a rally's sis down the street. It's like Checkers. And there's an AI drive-thru. You don't talk to a person. You talk to the damn computer, and they take your order.
Do y'all remember the Jetsons back in the 50s or whatever? The Jetsons, remember that? That's artificial intelligence.
Yep.
Remember that movie?
Yep.
Remember Back to the Future? That's artificial intelligence.
Yep.
Man, this stuff been around.
Yep.
They've been prepping us for this. We just don't pay attention.
I'm so glad you brought that up.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So,
Well, yeah. That was all my questions and everything. You hit it right on the money. I'm so glad you brought that up because that
was a nice
little bow on all my questions for you, Queen. It is so nice to hear your voice again. I'm going to turn it
back
over to you.
You too. I love your energy, and it's still that good energy. I appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am.
Look at it, Queen. See, that's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Keeping this thing moving, call them off of your soul. You got any questions, broski?
No doubt. Hey.
Hey, yo.
The Queen side. Hey.
What's up, Queen?
I'm just glad to hear your voice and glad to see you here, especially after everything that happened in the world, the COVID, the pandemic, you know. I'm just glad to hear you, you know, and glad to see you still good, you know, and here with
us.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so I want to salute you, too, because you helped me with a couple things a couple years ago with my business before I got my LLC and my EIN and all that. So I just want to salute you for that and still passing on the knowledge still to this day.
No problem.
And,
thank you. You know what? I actually forgot. Did it work? Whatever I told you, did it help you?
Yes. Yep. It sure did. You know, I just didn't know. I was too scared to get the PPP loan, but I had all the information. I had everything. Everything I needed, I had everything. I was just too scared, you know, coming from the streets and doing dirt and scamming and all that. I was just, you know, when you get legit, you know, it's like a new, you know, it's like a new start in life. So I'm all the way legit and official. And I got my DBA. I got everything. And, I'm just keeping my journey alive. Thank you, Jit. And just keeping forward. But I'm gonna switch it up a little bit, and I'm gonna ask you, who is your favorite rap artist right now, and do you like the way that female hip hop is going right now?
I'm so glad you touched on that. I do not have a favorite rap artist right now. They all doo-doo they all are.
I'll
get on their ass like back pocket all night. So I'm just going to leave it at that. Like, there is nobody right now that inspires me as a rapper. But I will say this, lyrically and ideology-wise, Young Boy, he on to something. Dude is a hard worker. I will say that. He's a hard worker. He is a good storyteller. Dude a damn good storyteller. And that might be the only storyteller that I can say that I like. I might tap my feet to, because, you know, my kids like Young Boy. And Lil Baby, he has a different kind of flow. Oh, I got to recant what I just said. It is one guy that is from my hometown in Arkansas. His name is LG Malik. Y'all check that young guy out. Check that king out. Now, he's like a breath of fresh air. He studied Lil Wayne for a long time. His flow is different. I've never heard nothing like it. And I do like him, so I had to recant that. His name is LG Malik. He on tour right now. Y'all pull him up on YouTube. Okay. He's a pretty dope young guy. And, what was the other question? So that one threw me off.
How do you feel about the new females that's kind of taking over the rap game, like Starlip, Sexy Red, Gorilla?
I don't like them.
Lotto.
I have a daughter. I don't like them. I'll be honest with you. I don't like the message. I respect the grind. I respect I don't respect the artistry. I do not see any artistry there. I respect the grind. That's your bag. Get off in it. Stay deep in it, but not at the expense of our children being exposed to this mainstream bullshit, because this is what that is. I have a daughter. My daughter will be 14. You understand what I'm saying? And not only that, I also got sons. Those are not the women that my sons need to be running after. their holes and their problems. And they're going to create problems, and they're going to always create problems. And they mamas will too, because they mama raised a hoe. Sorry.
Damn, I fucking miss her on this fucking show. Right, that's good. God damn, I'm having fun.
That's the truth.
Radio style right there.
Said it.
She always did 100. Yeah.
I'll tell you. You know what I'm saying? That's all I had for you. Just from the bottom of my heart, I'm glad to hear you and see you, and glad to know that you're okay. You know what I'm saying? I miss you on the show, and salute and keep running.
Yeah.
Miss you too. I miss you too, King.
That's what's up. Salute. That's what it is. All right, keep this thing moving. Shawty, you know how it is. You used to be on this show. You know we got more cast members than Love and Hip Hop, so we're going to keep this thing moving.
Man,
and since Dope say I always call him last, I guess I'll throw it to him. You got any questions for the Queen, Shawty Kerr? Light, right? Any questions?
First, I want to say welcome back to the show, Shai. It's good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Now, here's my question, because, you know, right now we're dealing with fiat money since the United States has removed gold as the standard or the backing of our money, you know, in the 1970s. Also, you know, right now, we got to deal with BRICS. BRICS coming, and the world's trying to dump our currency.
Yep.
So, okay. All right. So here's my question. Do I invest in gold stock, or do I invest in gold physical?
That's a good question. Yeah,
that's a very good question. I mean, see, like I said, I'm not a guru when it comes to investing with gold or anything like that, but I do know years ago, the weight of gold had increased, so a lot of people were selling physical gold, and a lot of people were buying it. I don't think that'll ever change the value of it, especially like by the, you know, how it's purchased or bought, you know, bought and sold. I think that if you go either route, will probably be good for you. The only thing that I would actually really worry about is the crash. You know, I don't know when, but everything has its own ecosystem, right? So everything has an up season, everything has a down season, and then it has to get back up again. So I believe we're going into a down season because, like you said, a lot of countries have walked away from us, okay? They have walked away from us. Our dollar means nothing anymore. It means nothing. So honestly... Honestly, if you do it while, you know, with Bitcoin or however that platform, whatever platform you use or physically, I don't see you losing as long as you're investing into something and understand your risk management. You know what I mean? How much are you willing to lose? Like, you know, realistically, we want to have gains. We always want capital gains realistically, but that's not always the case. How many times am I going to strike out? You know, how many times am I going to crap out before I actually hit, you know? So if I crap out, how much am I willing to crap out? What can I afford to lose?
Okay, all right.
Did that kind of help
now, you? That definitely helped. I just wanted, I had a person listen, so I figured I'd have you tell them, because I said the same thing, but hey, I think it's different when you say something. So shout out
confirmation. I can definitely understand. Okay.
Yeah.
So just what's your loss management, your risk management, what you're willing to lose. That's it. You know.
All right. Yeah. Now my second thing I want to talk about is authorized users on credit cards to increase their credit score. Now this is what I did for my son. I've made him an authorized user on my credit card. I did not give him the credit card, so their credit score went up. The problem that happened is they don't have credit history, but they have credit score. Can you tell the difference? Can you explain the difference between having a high credit score and having a long credit history?
Okay, so, you know, credit is like a piece of pie. And then in that pie, you have different slices. A percentage goes towards credit card usage. A percentage goes towards credit card history. A percentage goes towards inquiries. A percentage goes towards this or that, right? So let's say what you're doing for your son is making him an authorized user. You didn't give him a credit card. That's a trade line. That trade line automatically gives him a 30, 40, 50, or 60-point boost, right? That's automatic. However, now he has nothing on his credit. He may have a decent credit score, but he has nothing on his credit. And the gurus would tell you no credit is just as bad as bad credit. So you would want to establish different trade lines. You see what I'm saying? Like, it wouldn't hurt to get another card. It can be a self-lending card. You know, you can do it through self. A little trick, I don't know if your son lives with you or not, but adding your rent to your credit report is an instant 30, 40, 50-point boost. Instant. Mm-hmm. You can go back as far as 24 months on your rent, depending on which company and program you go with. You know, you don't want to establish credit at the risk of going into debt. So things that you can do is like self-lender, kickstart, cheap things that's not going to break the bank for you. Add more trade lines. You know what I mean? Does that help what I'm saying to you? Does it make sense?
Oh, absolutely. So, like, once again, telling people information. Hearing it from somebody else.
Yep.
I appreciate it. And I got one last thing. I'm going to throw it back to
you. Go ahead. Okay.
Now, I've been told that the prime utilization on a card is 15%. I've also been told that you want to keep a reoccurring debt of about 30%. Can you please tell me what is the most optimum to keep your credit score high and also to raise your credit score?
Okay. So to kind of throw the question back out there to you, what you're saying is the credit card usage, right?
Credit card usage and credit card debt.
Right. Okay. So the credit card does create a debt-to-income ratio, right? So it's a 30%. You want to keep your credit card balance, which triggers your debt-to-income ratio, at 30% or less. I don't say 30%. I definitely say 15 to 10%. And you don't ever want to pay a card off unless you just want to completely close that account. I don't care if you have $20 on that card that you're paying, you know. Hit them with 10 here, 5 here, whatever, you know, and you can trigger the interest being paid twice a month before it's actually due to make the system trick itself into thinking that you've paid on that card twice a month. So the credit card usage triggers the debt-to-income ratio. It's a part of it, just like student loans is a part of debt-to-income ratio, et cetera, et cetera. So 30% is what most lenders, most banks are looking at for credit card usage if you're applying for another line of credit. But you always want to keep it between 15 to 10% because you don't want to go to a bank, you don't want to go to a lender, a dealership, or any place of that nature, and they're looking like, oh, he's living off of his credit. They'll deny you. Or you will jump into a thing called predatory lending, where they automatically, they put you in a position where you can't pay for it.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Well, God, thank you so much.
Damn. Look. Hey, man, shout out to credit, man. They need to teach. The craziest thing is they teach everything in school except for credit and financial literacy. So
right, they don't teach us any of that. And the school system is outdated. The school system, they can throw the entire curriculum away because it's outdated. All we need, the kids need to learn checks and balances, credit. And they need to bring back home ec, and they need to bring back wood shop, all of these things that are you know, pay you nice amounts of money annually without having to break the bank trying to go to school and you hustling backwards.
And as black folks, I mean, think about it. You know, my father had good credit, but he never sat me down to tell me how he got good credit. How many of our parents sit down and tell us how to
get that's
credit?
Real, though.
Probably the first
none of it. They told us to pay cash. If you can't afford it, if you can't pay cash, you can't afford it. Leave it there.
Yeah,
that's what they said.
Now, that's true.
The credit is
always say that shit to me. If you ain't got enough money in your pocket to pay for it, you can't buy it. So fuck it.
That's true. Right.
You always told them.
There's
so
two ways.
Credit is power. Cash is king. Credit is power. You have to have credit.
Yeah. There's two ways to gain wealth in America. One is through life insurance. And one is through credit. That's it.
And you don't have to die to become wealthy from life insurance.
That's for another show.
All right, we might have to do a part two. Okay. Hey, but check this out though. Dope, you got that black card over there, nigga. Cash App me $50 for my birthday, nigga. I mean, I know it's on the 31st, but do it now. Cash App.
Look, if I take cash out on my card, I gotta pay interest on that cash, and so it's like I'm getting charged double, Jit. I can't do it.
Well, nigga, cash that shit off that pay card. Fuck that credit card. Nigga, that pay card. $50. Don't stop playing, nigga. I'm good for it. Just put it real quick. No, just play. We gonna keep this thing moving. Just try to make a little joke. We gonna keep this thing moving, and we gonna throw it to your boy Razor. You got any questions for your girl, Shawnee Curry?
I got a question. So, what kind of financial advice would you give someone who, like, you know what I'm saying, a street nigga living out the shoebox money? How would you advise them to turn that shoebox money into something that maybe you can do something more legal with?
Okay. Since this is grind hard and we are underground, I'm going to keep it all the way a buck. I have had shoebox money. I ain't always been this. Like I said, I mean, the old school way was, you know, put your fronts up. You know what I'm saying? You know what fronts up is, right? So investing that money now, since we are in a tech-savvy age, I would definitely do something technical with it. I did mention artificial intelligence. It doesn't take a lot of money at all to hire or contract somebody from overseas, somebody from Fiverr, or virtual assistants right at your back door to create templates for you, to put up a website for you. I know how to do LLCs, EINs, Duns and Bradstreet numbers. I know how to structure businesses. I'm the person you can come to for the tax strategy, the tax preparation. Man, start that business. And if you are interested in something like marketing, it doesn't take zero. It doesn't take a lot of money at all to get off into tech and market. You don't have to know how to do it. That's what you take your shoebox money and contract people out to do it for you. It's so easy to go in business now. You know what I'm saying? Back in the day, a lot of folks used to do car washes, detail shops. That's the old school way. Storefronts with clothes, laundromats. That's the old school way of cleaning money. The old school way, I don't recommend that. You know, that gig is up. That's out the door. They know what's going on. I definitely would go digital. You know, I would invest into something digital. See what it is you like. You know, see what it is that you take a natural liking to. And then start doing research and seeing what's out there. It's equivalent to what it is that you like. Because you could be the visionaire of your business. And then you can outsource your work for somebody else to help you understand the lingo on it. Because you're not going to understand everything. And a lot of businesses fail and a lot of business owners walk away because they think they're supposed to know it all, and they're necessarily not supposed to. It doesn't matter how you get started, just get started. You iron your kinks out as you go. You find you a mentor. I used to have friends that would help me lose it all. Now I got friends that's too busy to really talk to me because they millionaires. My friends are millionaires now. You see what I'm saying? Like, I had to change it up. If you you're around five guys that are broke, you'll be the sixth one. But if you're around five guys that's going somewhere that has more than you and you're the dumbest guy in the room, you're going to walk into your next level of elevation with doing whatever it is you choose to do. You got to get around the right people. It's a mindset thing. The same way you trapping in the streets, that energy, that same exact energy that you got to look over your shoulder, you got to make sure everything is lined up and aligned and this is that, and you ain't deviating from what you're doing because what you've been doing working and you're not changing up and you know X, Y, Z. That same energy is the same energy that it can take to run a Fortune 500, or Inc. 5,000 company. You know what I'm saying? And you can make it to the top. Most success stories come from people that was in the trenches anyway. Who wants to listen to some local joker that had absolutely no problems? Who's going to believe you? You know what I'm saying? Who's going to believe
you? Right.
But
right.
I would say first, get under some mentorship, man. Open that, unlock that. It's a key. It's a keyhole in the brain. You got to unlock that. Get under some mentorship. You know, not nobody trying to tell you, spend $1,000 and I can show you how to make 20. Nah, not no quick thing. I'm talking about a whole overhaul. That's what happened to me. I had to go through an entire transformation, you know what I'm saying? And it ain't easy because it's long haul. This is a journey. It's long haul. It's a journey, and it ain't overnight. It's never overnight.
Yeah.
You know?
Dropping jewels, man.
Yeah, girl, I appreciate that.
And one more thing.
God bless the tribe, nigga.
Hey, man, God bless them. Listen, I come from it. You know what I'm saying? I come from it. I'm a hardworking mama, but my story was this. I worked my ass off. I worked my fingers to the bone, and I did not mind working, and I do not mind working now. But it just wasn't enough. I had four kids. What am I going to do? You know what I'm saying? What else am I supposed to do? I ain't laying down.
Real shit.
I'm not laying down for it. You'll lay down before I will. You know what I mean? So I got up and got it. I stood on 10 and I did what I had to do. That's part of my story that I never disclosed to social media. But one day I will. But that's just, you know, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? So in the meantime, man, just start working on unlocking that key, unlocking that combination to your brain. Find somebody you like to listen to, man. 19 Keys is a hell of a guy. I don't know if y'all know who 19 Keys are. Some of you do. I'm sure you do. Man, go to YouTube and type in 19 Keys. Powerful dude. Powerful dude, for real.
Whole movement.
That's
what's up. That's what's up. All right. Shout out to your boy Joseph in the Grind Hard Radio chat rooms. We live with your girl, Sade Curry. Call us. Look, the caller say, shit, come on with it, because they got some questions too, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to keep this thing moving, team, and we got a few more cast members on the panel that got some questions. We're going to throw it to your boy, J.R. Stunner.
Yo, all right.
Yo.
First and foremost, thank you for stopping in. You know, I do dab in the same field, so, you know, some of the stuff you were saying is, you know, stuff that I already knew. You know, because I am also, you know, I deal with credit repair. I deal with, you know, people getting homes and things of that nature. But my question to you would be, what would you feel is your most difficult challenge getting into the field that you're into? Like, what was your most difficult challenge to get into it?
Honestly, I think this is a challenge that everybody would face with my field or anybody's field, and it's called an imposter syndrome. There is something in your brain that likes to keep you safe and tell you, no, don't do that. You don't know enough. You ain't ready. Who you think you are? You ain't better than nobody. You can't tell nobody about this. You're not walking that walk, so how you gonna keep it 100 and You know what I'm saying? There's this little bitty voice in your brain that grows and gets bigger and bigger if you don't shut this voice up. So the hardest thing it was for me to get into the field that I'm in was me talking myself down like I wasn't worthy. You know what I'm saying? That was the hardest thing. It wasn't the curriculum, because this is a skill, and
right.
Skills pay the bills, first of all. You know this. You know, like I know, skills
right.
pay the bills. You know what I'm saying? Network marketing, skills pay the bills. All of these things pay the bills, and it's just picking your poison. What do you want to do? You're going to have rejection in your head anyway. Getting past rejection, man. Getting past no. Getting past, this is a scam, or I don't want to hear that, or who you think you are. And you remember the other day we was doing this over here 15 years ago. That was the hardest thing. But I had to get away to make a way. I had to leave because I'm originally from Arkansas by Memphis, like really close to Memphis, right? I'm in Nashville now. I'm up here in these hills. I had to leave home to get away from home and become way more valuable now that I'm gone, because people here see me and these folks love me here, you know? That was the hardest thing, man. Me versus
wow.
me. That was the hardest thing. You know,
that was the only question I had, because like I said, we in the same, you know, we in the same kind of bracket. So, you know, I already
right.
everything you was touching on, you know what I mean, I already was on it. But I appreciate
right.
you answering my question. Back to you, Jit.
No doubt. That's what's up. All right, Cobra, you got any questions?
Yes. Hello, Ms. Curry. Nice to meet you, and welcome to Grind Hard Radio.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. My question is we all know that black people have been systematically prohibited from access to wealth. So with you
yes.
being in the financial sector, ma'am, what would you like to see change for in the financial sector to make it accessible for black Americans to obtain credit and wealth?
What I would like to see change, nothing is going to change at all, because every time we get close to unlocking and finding out the formula, they put sanctions and they tighten the laws. So nothing is going to change, because it's their game. We have to play it, right? What needs
yeah.
to change is group economics amongst us. Our dollar circulates
yeah.
24 hours. We have the most spending power in the United States. You can't tell me we're broke people, because we spend the most on the bag, on the purse, on the lashes, on the shoes, on the car, on the rims, on the belt, on the clothes. We
yep.
spend the
yep.
most
that's right.
money. But yet we are not investing. You want to know why we're not investing? It's not because we don't know. It's not that. We are out of the information age. Every 8 to 10 years, the age changed from the industrial age to the information age. We ain't in the information age no more. We're out of it. Everything is out
yeah.
in the open. The cat is out the bag. The problem is we don't want to listen. So the collective and the few, the tools and fews, what we call the tools and fews that want the information, that want to learn, that want to listen, that want to further the initiative of where we're supposed to be, because it's going to happen. It has to happen. We need to get together and start talking money. We need to start talking credit, because I think the only thing that is going to actually heal us is finances. You can't have romance without finance. You can't have anything without finances. I ain't saying worship money, but we have the wrong... We have the wrong thoughts on money. We got the wrong aspect. We're thinking wrong. You know what I'm saying? We're thinking
that.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Group economics.
Yes, Ms. Curry. Well, thank
Come
you for my question, ma'am. I appreciate it.
No problem.
That's
thank
what's up.
Brad.
That's what's up. All right. Last but never least round this motherfucker, DJ Sergeant Rock. You got any questions for the Queen, Sade Curry?
Hey, Sade.
Hey, we love you, baby. You know what I'm
love
saying?
You too.
We glad you stopped through Grind Hard Radio to give us some of your time and some of your talent and just to chop it up with us, because we definitely need to know everything that you know. You know what I'm talking about? And we want you to know we appreciate that shit for real.
I know that's right.
Love, I love you, man. You ain't changed. I love that about you. I love that about you.
Shit. You already know what time it is, man. Shit, I ain't gonna change for nobody. But look here.
Damn right.
I wanted to ask you about this LLC paperwork. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm in the process of getting my LLC, but I haven't went down to fill out the paperwork yet because I really don't know what the fuck I'm doing. All I know is I was told you need to get LLC'd and, you know, whoop whoop, blah, blah, blah. But I really want you to run me through the steps of getting the LLC. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. No problem. So what you do is call the Secretary of State. Since you in Biloxi, right?
Right.
A damn biter. All
right. Right.
So your Secretary of State will be sos.mississippi.gov, right? So you go to the Secretary of State. It'll be downtown more than likely for you. And then you're going to ask for an article of organization. And that article or organization is your LLC. You're not getting incorporated. You're getting an article of organization. So you're going to fill out your information. There's two ways you can get an LLC formatted. A member manage or a manager manage. I don't want to go too far into that to confuse you, but either way it goes,
right.
You could be a member manage or a manager manage. Either way it goes, you need to be your own member and manager. I don't recommend people putting other people on their LLCs because you know, depending on how you format it, they have power to change documentation or accept documents or speak on behalf of the business. So you need to be your own member, manager. And then if you don't have a brick and mortar building, you need to get a virtual address.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do that at Regis.com, iPostal, but it needs to be a virtual address. And the reason why you need this virtual address, because as time progresses, depending on what kind of business you have, you're going to want to get business funding or you're going to want to build business credit. So you're going to need virtual address that banks and lenders look at and find attractive, right? So you don't want a P.O. box, but it doesn't hurt to have a Suite 32, you know, Industrial Boulevard, Suite 32. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you do that first.
Yeah.
Yep, article of organization. You need to be your own member and manager. Get you a virtual address before you get this LLC, okay? And then you get your EIN, and you put that virtual address on the EIN so everything can go back to register to your business. But you can get paperwork sent to your home where you sleep. You can do that. You'll see all of
that
on the forms.
She broke that shit down. Nah, that's
one
time. Thank you, Sharday.
And if you need help, you
it.
Already know how to find me. No problem. You know how to find me if you need to ask me more questions.
Okay. All right. Well, Jit,
that's
all
mine.
I got.
That's right.
That's all I want to ask.
No doubt. That's what it is. All right. So
go
check
ahead,
this
Carter.
Out.
Go ahead, Carter. I was just saying she helped me get mine. She told me the same thing, so she definitely told you the right thing. She ain't bullshitting. I'm just calling.
Okay.
All right, so check this out, Chief. I got a couple more questions. Somebody walking on I-95 tonight. I got a couple more questions for Sade Kerr, but before I do that, we're going to throw it to the phone lines real quick. Dope, did you come to work? Or do I need to handle this?
You always want me to do some work, Jit. You always want me to do some doggone work.
Well, I'm trying to make it equal around it, you know, since I called you last, you know, so I'm trying to make it work.
Okay. See, now, you know, the crazy thing is I am sitting right here by my computer.
Oh, okay.
I'm sitting right here by my computer. But, you know, the problem is, I'm going to tell you what the problem is.
What's the problem, bro?
The problem is, there we go. I can see it. I'm going to go ahead. We're going to the phone line.
What is going on?
We're going to
you all right?
But no, stupid. Now you see how I feel. But we're going to the phone lines, bro.
That was funny. Coming to the stage, ladies and gentlemen, everybody's favorite diva, Miss Ebony B is in the building.
Big
shout out to everybody on Brown Heart Radio. Queen Curry, you are incredible, Queen. I'm so glad that you're here.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Queen. I appreciate that. Much love.
Yes, because you know D was trying to get the bag together, so I got a couple of questions for you, if that's all right.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, my first question is, what are three top financial habits I need to start today to start stacking and saving money and breaking cash flow in?
Good question.
Let's make sure I heard you. You said three top financial habits that you need to start today to do what, Queen?
To start bringing money in.
To start bringing money in. Okay. So first thing, you need to know what you're bringing in, and then you need to know what's going out. Right?
Okay.
So what you would do is, I don't know if you have a business or I don't know if you, you know, you work. It doesn't matter, but
I work and I have business. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So you need bookkeeping, baby. You know, and you could teach yourself how to do this. You know, it's pretty simple. I do bookkeeping, but that's, you know, that's another conversation. But anyway, like, know what you got coming in and know what your overhead is, first and foremost, you know. So you know what you have in between. Then that way you know what you're playing with. That's number one. You know what you're playing with and what you can invest and move money towards. And then, you know, number two, I always tell people, you know, try to find something that you like to do. And then pay attention to what's going on around you. You know what I mean? We don't really have to think too far out the box right now on what to do. What do you like to do? Give me an idea of something that you like to do.
Community service and public speaking.
Okay. Public speaking and community service. All right. So, like, maybe you can invest. Do you have a coach that helps you do public speaking?
I did have a coach. I don't have a coach right now.
Okay. So is it something that you want to do more of that'll bring in more coin for you?
Yes.
Okay. So, like, being resourceful, you know what I'm saying? We be resourceful. You do public speaking. That is not easy to do. I think I still get the jitters, but I work through it, and I get comfortable. I find my little mold, and I work through it. So maybe if you would like to get back into public speaking, that would be something awesome. Start booking yourself and outsourcing yourself out to people. See what you're working with, you know what I'm saying? Do you some professional photos if you can. Headshots, it don't cost hardly anything to do that, you know what I'm saying? But just being resourceful. Know what you got coming in. Know what you got going out. You're good at speaking. Your voice needs to be heard. There is somebody that needs to hear the message that you have, that you're putting out. Somebody needs to hear it. So, you know, help somebody to help you. That's number two. And then number three, I mean, if you're into investing or if you're into saving, like I said earlier, definitely a money market. And I got somebody that can, like I said, for less than a cup of coffee, you can move over $25, $30. You know, like, they have a whole financial situation going on for you where you have a forecast, what you're able to do that's going to yield you more money back, depending on if you want to do something long-term or short-term, you know.
I
definitely will get back into that speaking, though.
All right. Got it. And then the second thing was, you were talking earlier about kind of spiking your credit. I do have a car note, and I remember At the top of the year, I accidentally did it. I had made two payments on my car note. So my car note is $388 a month. And I had made two payments. The first payment I made, I didn't put the right amount in. So I went back and I paid the remaining amount. But then I did notice that those two payments, my credit score went up because it looked like I did two payments, but it was just the full amount for the $388 that I owe for the month. What is a tip that we can start utilizing? And you also said reporting your rent to help put maybe 20 to 30 points up to about 50, 60 points, maybe 50 points going into the rest of the year that will help with our credit score right now.
Yes. Okay. Experience, you know, like experience boost. You know, you paying your light bill, you paying your energy bill or your gas bill, your water bill. If you have it reoccurring out of your account or whatever, experience has a boost that you can do. That's one thing that you can do. So kind of look for ways that's going to, you know, that you can increase your credit score without breaking your bank. You don't want to go in debt to just increase your credit score. But, like, whatever you do have, with your debt to income, you know, your when you pay that payment twice, it attacked two things at once. It lowered your debt to income ratio, then it hit that interest twice that month. So you had two formulas, two slices of that pie being ate at the same time that actually helped. If you're banking with like a credit union, I don't recommend banks. I like credit unions because when you go get loans, you are able to kind of more like negotiate the interest rates you want with a credit union versus a bank, because credit unions are non-profit and banks are for-profit, right? So
yeah, I got Navy Federal.
Yeah, sweetheart, I got like three credit cards through Navy Federal, and I done bought two cars with Navy Federal. So, man, they're a relationship-driven bank. They are awesome. They got a lending program to where you can lend, you can self-lend. Check that out with them. See if you could do that self-lending with them. It goes by pretty fast, and then you get all that money right back. You saving money doing that. You know what I mean?
Awesome. Yep. Well, I definitely appreciate that. And my last question to you was, and I was listening to your story and how you said you started over. And my question to you is, I want to know, what was the first thing you did to make money when you decided to start over? Because I remember being in that position. I remember leaving everything. I remember just having my son and starting over like, listen, I got to get to some better energy, and I got to do this self for me. And I love the fact that you said you ain't going to lay down and get it. Like, you're going to lay down before I lay down. So I love that. But I want to know, what was your first thing you did to make money when you decided to start over?
So I've always had a job. Like, my mom instilled hard working us a long time ago. So I always had a job, but that wasn't enough. So I picked up that sack. I picked that sack up, and that was one thing. But, no, seriously, credit repair. Credit repair was something that I picked up. I was restoring my credit, and then I was also making money at the same time. Credit repair is one of the things that pushed me off into where I'm at now. Like, and even though I started and I stopped several times, it just being in that mind space, knowing and learning and seeing that I can control what I want to make. If I want to make it, if I put energy into it, that right there changed a lot for me. It let me know that I could do more. So it's always work from home opportunities. Or what I say is starting your own business from home, working from home, that did it for me. That did it.
All right. Thank you so much, Queen, for answering my questions. I really appreciate you and all the jewels and knowledge that you dropping on here. Just know that your seeds that you plant are going to definitely grow us and put us in a more financial, a more better and secure financial situation. That's if we pick up the jewels and use them. Back to you, Jit.
No doubt. That's what's up. That's what it is, goddammit. Ground Hard Radio, we live in the building with your girl, Sade Kerr. Queen, you dropping so many jewels tonight, you know what I'm saying? So I want to salute you on that first and foremost. And I want to know, is there any place or websites the folks can go in case they want to reach out to you, they want to work with you, you know, they might need some help from you. Like, where can we find you on social media?
I'm sorry, Jet. The kids were talking.
No,
I'm so sorry. I just pulled the ear from my phone for a second. What is that?
No, it's all good. It's what can the folks follow you at in case they want to reach out to
oh,
you
yeah.
for your services and stuff like that? Promote yourself, darling. Let them know where they can get you at on the internet.
Okay, well, I'm most active on Facebook. I am on Facebook at Sade Curry. That's my personal page. You're going to laugh a little bit. You're going to get some jewels. And then I'm on LinkedIn. It's Sade Curry. I'm on TikTok as AMP886. Man, I'm everywhere. But if you want to find me, you definitely find me on Facebook. And LinkedIn is Sade Curry.
No doubt. Salute. And, Queen, I got to just say to you personally, always Mama Bell first. You know, that's what I love about you. You always out there hustling. You know, again, like, you killed this interview tonight. You know, so, again, Queen, I thank you for coming through and blessing the folks. And with that being said, I want to know, do you got any last words or shout-outs you want to throw out there to your people or to your supporters?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you did that.
Yeah, she
I want to shout out you,
yes,
Jet. I want to shout out the whole Grindhard family.
Love
you know,
hey,
shout out to you, man. 12 years, 12 years in the game.
Yeah,
12 years in the game, and you independent. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
That's true.
That's true.
Shout out to you.
Yeah.
Shout out to your
thank
authenticity.
You,
I love the energy. All the cussing and fussing and debating and the loving and the good energy, man. Keep that. Keep that because
I told y'all.
Because that's what makes it what it is.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Keep that. Like, yeah, and I appreciate you for having me, man. I don't have to pretend, and I don't pretend. I fought a long time, y'all, trying to figure out,
yeah.
Do these people get the pure, uncut, raw cocaine of me, the pure me, or... Do they get this Esquire? That's not my target. I could talk in front of the president, or I could go to the block too. You feel
real
me?
Shit.
So
that's my
authenticity.
Yeah. I respect that.
Yeah,
I respect that.
So,
Queen, let me tell you something.
Real.
And don't be a stranger. Like, we got to do this again. Like, I mean, shit, you was dropping so
yeah.
many dudes. I wanted to charge their ass. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I love about you because. You hold that door, that you put that crack in that door just enough for a mug. Hey, I cracked this bitch now. You got to do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to always love you for that.
Right.
And I'm proud of you.
Absolutely.
And I'm proud of what you're doing, Queen.
Salute. Hey, listen, they need their taxes done. I do taxes. I do tax preparation for businesses. I do tax preparation for individuals. I also love middle America, the people that are getting taxed the most. Middle America, I love helping them put strategies around their money so we can save them some money in their, and so they don't have a high tax liability. They don't have to pay the IRS a lot of money or no money. I love to do that. So when y'all go to Facebook and find me, you definitely can find me doing that. Definitely find me doing that.
Salute.
Yeah.
Salute. Get at your girl. Hey, shit, it'll be tax time before you know it. Shit, it's all more criminal around here, motherfucker. But once again, shout out to
y'all.
You already know. Much love to you, Queen. We appreciate you coming through tonight.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Much love and God bless. Thanks for coming through.
Same here. All right, love all y'all, man. Thanks for having me.
Love you,
Queen.
Love
you, Queen.
Have a good one, y'all.
Another good interview, huh?
Mm, that was good.
That's how we doing it, team.
Oh,
yeah.
Sade.
Yeah.
Man.
That's what I'm talking.
Where you find Sade at? She been in the cut.
No, we actually been talking for months.
Oh, okay.
And,
I meant
to say this, but I didn't want to go too much over time or, you know, overstep y'all questions or whatever the case may be. Sade was one of the people. She was like, hey, what's up with that interview? And I was like, we off the air. You know what I'm saying? And she was like, she's like, God damn.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So I definitely had to reach out, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn, I mean, right. That was good.
So many people were showing us love, like they were still trying to book interviews, and it's like, damn, didn't we tell y'all we taking a break? But, you know, it's all good. That's love.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's all love. All right. So check this out, team. We got about 21 minutes left in the show. You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep this thing moving. Tonight, team, we actually going to skip the shits and giggles segment. You know what I'm saying? I just want to salute my bro Razor for coming through, you know, under the weather. You know, it just show how dedicated we
no
is
doubt.
To this show.
Shout
you know what I'm saying?
Razor.
Always, always.
Yeah.
And speaking of R&B, man, what we going to do, because we do got some tracks coming up. I'm going to get one in. I don't want to get one in from Dope Ass Music. Put it this way. I want to get one from Dope, Carter, and Rock. We're going to figure it out within these 21 minutes. But one segment I did want to represent for tonight was your boy Razor. You know what I'm saying? He's the one who brought the R&B spotlight. You know, where we play that old school track of the night, R&B. You know what I'm saying? We got to step it up for R&B in these times. You know, I know we've been doing 50 years of hip-hop, and that's all great, you know, but real R&B still is out there, you know what I'm saying? So I can't wait till we get into a resurgence of that. But to my folks out there, you know, if we go over overtime team just a little bit, I ain't got no problem. I ain't got to be to work early in the morning, you know, so it's whatever we want to do. But we're going to keep it moving. Call us, hit us up, 323-693-3043. The R&B track of the night, I like this type of music I listen to. It's Gerald LaVert with Baby I'm Ready. Brown Wall Radio.
Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
It's your girl, Miss Chief, and you're now listening to Grind Hall.
Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
It's your girl, Miss Chief, and you're now listening to Grind Hard Radio. Turn that knob all the way up. Let's get lit.
Hey, yo, what's the deal, man? It's the good neighbor, Peter Lady Boss. You're listening to Grind Hard Radio. Turn that shit up.
Baby, I'm not just a little
now, give it to you, baby. So won't you give me one more chance? Give me one more chance.
Maybe not just a little bit.
We can have an everlasting romance. Baby, 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 baby. Oh, I'm ready to give you all of my love, all of my kisses. Give you every little piece, every little part of me, baby.
Maybe not just a little bit.
Not just a little bit. I wanna give you all of it, baby.
Baby, I'm ready.
Oh.
Baby, I'm ready.
Yep.
That's my shit. I don't give a fuck. That's my motherfucking shit. When you grow up in the black.
Yeah, I like that right there. That's the
cut.
Yeah, the cut right there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
His son was a great singer, too.
You did
his son
that. You did that. You did that. You did that.
Hey, salute the Razor. These is his playlist for this segment. You know what I'm saying? So I just executed that motherfucker. Salute. I will take the credit. I will take the credit. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
All right.
I
love the choices. Definitely. All right, call us, hit us up, 323-693-3043. All right, so what I want to do, I'm going to get two back-to-back tracks in. We still got time. Y'all want to call in, y'all hit us up. Y'all got, I'm sorry, I had lost my train of thought. Right now. The reason why, because Carter, I'm actually finna throw it to you, and I'm trying to see how we gonna work this shit out. I'm actually throw it to you to get you a request in. Now, nigga, you know you got all the tracks from 31 page 31 to 49 round this motherfucker. What you gonna hear? And we gonna work this out.
Go to the Go to the eyes. It ain't over yet.
It ain't over yet. All right.
In eyes.
Oh, nigga, look at this. Look at the eyes.
Go to the eyes.
All right, y'all. It ain't over. That's what you want to hear.
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Formally introduce that person. We throw it on. See, we worked it out.
No doubt, no doubt, no doubt. We about to speed the tempo up a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Got it.
And get into some Carter Mafioso 803 shit. This is my single. You can go get it on all major platforms called It Ain't Over.
Let's
yours
get it.
Truly, Carter Mafioso, Groundhog Radio. Let's get it.
Yo, what's good? It's Creme de la AK Black Zeus, representing that Black God Pantheon, and you are now tuned into Grind Hard Radio. So get your ass off that couch.
To the back, take it to the head now. We be on flight,
What's good? This the one and only Bull City Maniac, your homie from the 919, Just KP. And I'm live right here on Grind Hard Radio, the number one reality radio and all across the land. Man, if you with us, 323-693-3043.
Man, hold on. What was that?
One more time. 323-693-3043. Press 1, talk to the host. Right now, let's get into more of this dope music only on Grind Hard Radio. Take off.
Back for another one, a nigga got another one. I'm sliding around the town, going top speed down 101. The music slapping is flapping, I got them speakers jumping. The Hemi's growling is silent, Durango if he running.
I'm pissed up, I'm trained up,
I'm hustling, get this cake up. I'm flipping birds, I pitch curves like middle fingers ever. Call me Rocky, I hit hard, I spit bars, I got nerve. Adidas, I'm so cool, oh hey, yeah, I'm old school. Out the box, I'm brand new, been with this shit since Crush Group. I wiggle with the slime, keep up holster 45. Her niggas in his prime, got these bitches out they mind. In the party, I pop a bottle, these bitches form a line. New jewels on my person, something like a nigga shine. My niggas run and shoot past them bitches, oh they dime. Bid me moves, my whole crew, yeah you wanna hate us all, cause the trunk's in the front. So my niggas, yeah they pop, stacking paper by the gram. Nothing less than a 20, thumbing hundreds from the work. Fresh dope, I got plenty. P nigga from the Bay Town, been his own Danas. I'm dripping like a faucet, too much water for these haters. Stacking paper by the gram, nothing less than a 20, thumbing hundreds from the work. Fresh dope, I got plenty. P nigga from the Bay Town, been his own Danas. I'm dripping like a faucet, too much water for these haters. Rolling up a zip, cause my niggas be some smokers. Statue on the shoulder, be cool, cause my niggas will smoke ya. We only bout that money, we only fuck with bitches. I'm out in San Diego, ghost riding on some switches. From a square to a P, it ain't nothing to a G. 10 piece on the wrist, gigging, sipping Belvedere. They think it's money, clothes and hoes, it's only bout the money. Yo, widows on a bowl, principle, we stick to codes. I'm doper than the others, no one can do it better. I'm a G and a P. About 3-4 other letters, big P's on the squat. So you know I run with hitters, pop a squat on the knot. So they calling me the sitter, show my ass on the track. Kinda like I'm on the shitter, Jack Tripper, Mr. Furley. Catch me knocking off a girly. I'm working day and night, so I never get off early. Big winning, that's my crew.
New phone, who is you?
Satin paper by the gram, nothing less than a 20. Thumbing hundreds from the work. Fresh dope, I got plenty. P nigga from the Bay Town, been his own Danas. I'm dripping like a faucet, too much water for these haters. Stacking paper by the gram, nothing less than a 20. Thumbing hundreds from the work. Fresh dope, I got plenty. P nigga from the Bay Town, been his own Danas. I'm dripping like a faucet, too much water for these haters. Stacking paper by the gram, nothing less than a 20. Thumbing hundreds from the work. Fresh dope, I got plenty. P nigga from the Bay Town, been his own Danas. I'm dripping like a faucet, too much water for these haters. Stacking paper by the gram, nothing less than a 20 something.
I fucks with it. Tough.
Hey, dope. You got off some dope ass shit then, bro. Ooh, you ain't finna quit. Quit playing. You ain't finna quit. Stop that bullshit.
What you gonna say, dude? Yeah. What you got to say, guys?
Man, look, man, doggone it. Look, if Ray should come out with one more song like that, I'm quitting, man. I'm gonna stay on only because y'all said to stay on. But if he come out with one more song like that, man, I'm gonna quit. I was putting my stuff on offer up.
You said that last season, broski. You said that last season. Now, come on now.
He damn sure did. He damn sure said that shit.
right. Check this out, man. It's Growl Hard Radio. If you got your last minute shout outs, hit us up 323-693-3043. Make sure you press 1. King, I think y'all might be mad at me. Again, I've been saying this all night. We are at the middle of the season of Growl Hard Radio. And what we decided to do in season 48, we chopped our season up in two parts, part A and part B. So with that being said, part B of Growl Hard Radio, you know, because it ain't over with yet, returns Tuesday night, November 14th. We got about 3 weeks off. I know y'all ain't liking that shit, but it is what it is. New format, goddammit. New format.
Hey. Oh,
but the season definitely not over with yet. What you about to say, Ron?
A much-needed break. A much-needed break.
Definitely. I agree, shit. Yeah, I think we all agree, D-Town. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said,
for
you know,
sure.
Folks say, well, Jit, what can we expect in the other half of the season? All right, so what y'all can expect?
Lord.
Check this out. I can't tell you everything, but I can tell you this. We got another returning cast member to Growl Hard Radio, and when this person returns, it's going to change the dynamic forever. Psych, I'm just playing. I read that shit off of Love & Hip Hop. But we do got somebody that want to pop up on us when the season returns. They ain't like that shit, dog. But we do got one more person. We do got one more person that just want to do a little pop-up. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to keep that. We're going to keep that a secret. But it's a lot more to come. We got a lot more interviews. One thing I did enjoy about this, the first half of this season, we interviewed a lot of the queens. You know what I'm saying? So we got some kings coming to the show as well. You know, so...
Okay.
We got some stuff coming up for y'all. I hope y'all love it. You know what I'm saying? With that being said, team, we're going to go ahead and get into the final track of the night, which I already said that earlier. We're going to actually throw it to DJ Sergeant Rock. We get our plugs out there. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to get on up out this motherfucker. But everybody remember, Growl Hard Radio returns. It's not over with yet. It continues Tuesday night, November 14th. All new episodes. You know what I'm saying? The season is far from over. But DJ Sergeant Rock, I'm going to say the same thing I said about Carter, my nigga. Don't make my job hard now. We've been doing good tonight. What you want to hear? And bring it down for me so I can make sure I get the right track. Got it.
All right.
I wanted to be sure to get.
Well, to let y'all know, the Gulf Coast Music Awards is going down this Saturday night. I am performing, and I'm accepting the Hip Hop for Life Award. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So
much love.
Big shout out to Hustle Man Music for putting it on. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do the best I can to rock that bitch. You know what I'm saying? And that's how
true.
We do it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know. I ain't gonna give nobody no shots out tonight. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna let y'all rest tonight. You know what I'm saying? But when I come back, you can best believe it's gonna be on around this ragged-ass bitch. You know what I'm saying? The Archives 2 coming soon on Jit's birthday and Cobra's birthday, October the 31st. You know what I'm saying? So be on the lookout for that. You know what I'm talking about? What else? Oh, yeah, I got my album dropping pretty soon, you know what I'm saying? So be on the lookout for that, you know what I'm saying? And this is how we doing. I DJ next week for the Elks for their Halloween party, and then we got the Blue Note reunion coming up on November the 24th, and you already know how we do it,
looking
baby. It's on and popping, you know what I'm talking about, for real. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, Jit, whatever you want to take us out of here with, you know what I'm saying? I prefer the underground bitch, you know what I'm saying, since we got everybody in here, you know what I'm talking about. So let's run that, you know what I'm saying?
Y'all want to do that? Okay. That's how we're going to go out. So check this out. We gonna play that motherfucker in its entirety, you know what I'm saying? But before we do that,
okay.
Rock, that's a good way to go out. Let's go ahead and get into these shout outs then. So we're gonna do it, we're gonna switch it up for season 40.
All right,
man. Anybody wanna throw anything out there, now the time to do it. And we're gonna start off with my motherfucking broski, Carter Mafioso. Turn up for a motherfucking check. and that's my love you, bro.
Love you too. And you woo 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 woo.
Hey.
Yeah, it's your boy, John, about the Yoto. I had to get y'all with something because y'all got me earlier. Time I wasn't ready. All right, John. Yo, it's your boy, John, about the Yoto, a.k.a. DJ Face Mob 803. Live in the building. Salute to Sade Curry for coming to bless us with a hot interview and credit tip, you know, for us to get our knowledge more on a lot we wasn't taught when we was younger. You know what I'm saying? Everybody grown now, and we still got time to better our lives and do things that we didn't get the chance to do back then that we didn't know of. So salute to her for us giving everybody that information, the callers, even us,
she did that information.
Because a lot of people charge a lot of money for that type of information. So salute to her for answering everybody's questions and also giving little jewels for us to keep. So if you didn't catch it all tonight, he'll post a link to the show so y'all can. If you ain't catch it this time, you can go back and listen to it again.
Listen to the playback.
With the pen and paper and goddamn jot down.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Shout out to the whole cast. Let me see if I can get this right. Shout out to the Queen, Miss Chief, Beat Shop Representative 619. Shout out to
Nina.
My mom, brother, Dope Ass Music, Cali the Carolina, still in this bitch. Shout out to my boy Razor 904. Straight up. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to J.R. Stunner.
Real.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to J.R. Stunner. You know what I mean? My boy Cobra Immortal.
My
motherfucking brother, the boss, Jit Chronicles, the Black Larry King, the Reaper.
Salute.
Shout out to Charles Billinger. You know what I'm saying? We're going to see if we can get him to pull up before the whole season over with. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And shout out to DJ Sergeant Rock up on your Blit Op and Queen Diva Ebony. You know what I'm saying? B. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to my brother, H.R. Smith. That 914 number was H.R. Smith. He said peace to everybody and shout out to everybody.
Salute.
So y'all enjoy y'all weekend. And I don't think I missed nobody. Salute to everybody, and y'all tune in and make sure y'all catch us November 14th. We'll be back. You know what I'm saying? Everybody enjoy your Halloween. Make sure you get you some tricks and don't trick too much. You know what I mean? Save a little bit of that money. You know what I'm saying? I love y'all. Come out. Peace to the gods of earth. We out.
True. I love that.
Hey.
All right, man. Check this out. I got to do this. I got to stand 10 toes down, man. I got to throw it to the undisputed motherfucking queen of Ground Hard Radio, Miss Chief, standing
love
up for 619. Throw yourself out. Love you.
Chief, 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 Chief. On that note, it is going to be Halloween, but I don't want no tricks. I want all the treats and everything.
You want all the treats.
I want all the treats. I'm going out there, too, with the kids.
And I want all the treats. I love
it. Yeah, I don't want no tricks. Yeah, I don't like the fries. But on that note, y'all, it's been an awesome season. When we come back, y'all, all y'all listeners out there, it's going to be hotter and hotter and hotter.
Yeah.
So y'all get ready for us. November 14th is going to be a Tuesday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. You looking for me? In the meantime, I'm on all major social media sites. The Queens. Queen Ebony, Diva Ebony D, Sade Curry. I love y'all, Queens. I'm glad y'all slide through. The interview was
fucking awesome. I'm glad that you gave some tips out there for people to, you know, grasp onto it. And hopefully they contact and, you know, and get some more jewels because, like Kata said, that's just the door open, you know. Mm-hmm. So until next time, I'm your girl, Miss Chief. I love y'all. Y'all be safe. I miss you.
Love you too, Queen.
See you next time. Bye.
Salute. Salute.
Hey, one more thing, Jip, before you pass it off. I just want to go ahead and give you a early happy born day, October 31st, because we won't be here, you know what I'm saying? So I want to give you your flowers and your born day love right now, you know what I mean?
We might have to group chat you on your birthday.
See, we might have to do a whole show on a birthday. What y'all think about that shit? We might have to put something together, guys.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do it then.
Let's do it.
Birthday bash. I smell a birthday bash.
I'm turning 31,
bash.
God damn it. Shit, that's a milestone.
It's my dog birthday. It's my dog birthday.
All right. Mr. Team No Filter. Dope ass music. Throw yourself out there, bro.
I'm not going to be off on the 31st. Just some bullshit. I got work on the 31st, but it's cool.
Of course.
If you don't want the mediator all in your radio show, come on over to No Filter.
You got me with that one, nigga. Okay, it's on the pocket.
Yeah.
Part me, I'll be nice for her part. All right, okay. Go ahead, though.
Man, hey, 2024, dope 50 cal coming.
Let's get it.
Like Father, Like Son, part two coming, 2024. I want to give a big shout out to the Grind Hard family. You already know what it is. We up in this BZ. I got to be cool because my daughter's right next to me, so I can't curse. But I love y'all.
Princess.
You know, it's been a wonderful show, and I might say happy birthday to Jit. I might, you know, all you,
he okay,
you know,
man.
All you, you damn Scorpios. It's still Libra season for right now, but you damn Scorpios is coming, man. I'm out.
Temporarily. Yeah. All right. Y'all already know how it's going, Part B. All right, we gonna keep this thing moving, man. We gonna throw it. My Florida brother, Razor, throw yourself out there, broski.
Yeah, man. I definitely hope by the time we come back, you know what I'm saying, that I have a regular voice, you know what I'm saying? But it's been a wonderful season, man.
Yeah.
It's been the realest season ever, man. So definitely want to send extra love to all the cast members, especially the new cast members. And, Jay, you always hold me down, my nigga. So, extra double salute to you, fam. You know what I'm saying? And I'll see y'all when we come back. Love you too, my nigga. Happy born day. You know what it is, fam. 100.
Let's get it. All right. Crystal City representative, you know what I'm saying? My boy, my birthday twin, C.I. Throw yourself out there, bro.
Yo, what's poppin'? G, it's your boy, C.I. Yay,
boom.
Yo, I want to send a special shout-out to everybody on the Grind Hard Radio team. Shout-out to Ms. Sade Curry for her financial knowledge and wisdom. See y'all back. Make sure y'all check us back out. Grind Hard Radio, November the 14th on a Tuesday, 7 p.m.
Yes,
Pacific Daylight Time, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. And 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, man. Salute to everybody doing their thing. Y'all keep it up. There's a lot of talent on this panel, man. And from me to you, Brother Jit, a.k.a. Black Larry King, happy birthday, my brother. And it's my day, too. So
likewise.
I'm definitely going to have a drink for you on that day, brother.
And we're going to leave. We're going
to
leave. Yeah. Let's go.
Salute
Let's
to
go. Let's
team.
Go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's go.
All right. This your boy Jit Chronicles team. I'ma keep this real short and sweet. I love each and every one of y'all. You know what I'm saying? Family to the day
Thank
I die.
You,
I just want to throw this out there, man. Black Larry King TV coming soon. You know what I'm saying? And for the second half of the season, man, I just hope y'all, as well as the audience, follow me through my journey. You know what I'm saying? But Definitely got that Black Larry King TV coming soon to YouTube. DJ Sergeant Rock, I'm going to throw it to you, Big Broski. Shout out to the EP, Charles Bellinger. DJ Sergeant Rock, introduce that track, bro, and take us out. Love y'all, team. Good first half.
Love you, brother.
Hey, man.
Love you, too.
Salute.
Hey,
Salute.
Jit, you know we love you. You know what I'm saying? Happy early birthday. You know what I'm saying? Because your birthday is going to be happening while we're on the break. So happy early birthday. And this is just for you. This is the brand new track from the brand new album coming soon from DJ Sergeant Rock to be announced, because I'm not allowing nobody to bite off me. This is The Underground. You know what I'm talking about? Right here on Grind Hard Radio. You know what I'm saying? So let's get into it, Jit. You know what I'm saying?
Let's get it.
Trill.
We out this thing, man. Deuces. In my Chris Warren.
Hello.
Well, nigga, guess what? Newsflash, bitch. Know what I'm talking about? Country rap tune, nigga. Get your tampon on, bitch. Know what I'm talking about? Stop acting like a bitch. Know what I'm saying? These niggas typing in, talking about nigga, hip hop ain't dead. We still painting on the trains. Bitch ass nigga, we was the reason why you was able to sell them records in the 80s, and the reason why the shit was able to get where it's at. Nigga, it's more south, midwest, and west coast than it'll ever be anything else, nigga.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? DJ Sergeant Rock, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And broadcasting live via satellite 7,000 feet from up under the ground.
You're under the head.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Hey, baby.
Yeah.
We gonna do a little something like this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Iceberg music.
For real. Rest in peace, D-Mass, I'm a dynasty acrylic. Iceberg Supreme, 7,000 feet, funkadelic. From the darkness, the speaker terror upper. Dropping these megahertz tweeters, ticking like a motherfucker. Funky fiber optics through the wild. My internet connects will set computers on fire. Oof, I ain't boring you hoes, cause I'm scoring you hoes. Y'all just some amateur flick, and I'm starring with pros. And Spike Lee's directing, and I'm the lead role. I'm on some spiritual shit, so I don't need hoes. I got soul, it's genetic from the cold. My roots is by Augusta from the bottom of the hole. I'm cross the damn bitch, save you up in this bitch. And the West End Black Mafia clique, it's second war shit. It's gold horse shit. To make a ugly bitch hate and make a dime, hip hop on some hard dick. You never knew till your head saw a dick. Now you can't start shit by saw a dick. Nah, bitch. Tell them sucker MCs to waste cash on you. I'm in the VIP, I ain't got my ass out of the crowd.
Now with my Benz, with my ball, hit the wall. Y'all niggas know that I don't fuck with y'all.
They better get a grip and get off the bullshit before you get stomped down by the underground, bitch.
Y'all niggas better wreck hold it.
Purple smoke in my swish. Purple candy under seven coats. Wet down on these niggas. I've been doing this for years, musically inclined. Having visions of the creator giving me mine. You see, I've never been addicted to the life of crime. But I had it hard, had to sleep out in the cold sometimes. And that's the truth, my nigga. Some people can't handle the truth, my nigga. Cause I've been going hard since a youth, my nigga. DJ Sergeant Rock in the booth, my nigga. I salute my niggas, making boss moves. Like my nigga Jid do, blowing smoke like Mick Chief. Half-core King and my brother King Ski, Razor, E-Dub, Carter going hard, young Nah on the board, bitch. So ill-afflicted, ignorant, and retarded. So funkified, you swear to God, we bought it. And this ain't no rehearsal. Your ass ain't on fire, your ass is out the circle.
I done break the crowd, now with my Benz, with my ball. Hit the wall, y'all niggas know that I don't fuck with y'all.
They better get a grip and get off the bullshit before you get stomped down by the underground, bitch.
Y'all niggas better rep hold it. You ain't got a nightmare, but you gon' respect me, homie.
Look, I am the focus,
set your mind is keyed on. I'm scheming on you bitches while y'all hoes get peed on. Y'all niggas focus while y'all look all hard, staring hard like a motherfucking Bushar Goss. DJ Sergeant Rock, man, you know what I'm saying? Workshop in the motherfucking building, you know what I'm saying? My nigga Iceberg, Iceberg Supreme, man, you a motherfucking fool for this, bro. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And we doing a little something like this, you know what I'm saying? DJ Sergeant Rock, the album, bitch, you know what I'm saying? Hey, baby, don't holler back. Rest your motherfucking back, bitch. Oh, shit. Hey, man. I'm out this rack last, bitch. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm saying? Trill.
The matrix around this rag-ass bitch.
Happy Halloween. We'll holler at y'all in 3 weeks. We out this thing, man.
Grand Hard Radio, you bastard.
Ma.